cliffcentral.com. Hello, and thanks for joining me on yet another podcast of In Conference with Michael Jackson, right here on your favorite podcast platform. This is cliffcentral.com, where you get to meet on this show the people that I'm lucky enough to meet backstage and front of stage in my career as a professional speaker traveling around the planet. We figured it would be really cool for you to meet people that I meet because all of them have got some amazing stories. And they're normally business leaders, thought providers, speakers, writers, authors, entrepreneurs, or indeed specialists in their own field. Such is my guest today. I was privileged to do some work over 2016 with an organization called Duke Corporate Education. It's part of Duke University. They operate pretty much around the world, helping people develop in a corporate educational space. I met a lady at Duke who's really impressed me that you're going to meet for this podcast right now as the project director for Duke Corporate Education. Her name is Christine Groothoff, and she is absolutely inspirational. She believes passionately in the value of why you, that's right, you listening, need to complete your education even in the corporate space. So joining us now from the Duke offices on Skype somewhere in Johannesburg, Christine, what a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Michael. It's good to chat to you.
Coming up now rapidly towards the end of 2016, I know, and it's amazing that we've gotten hold of each other because you and Duke have been massively busy over the course of this last year, and it's a real joy to spend 15 minutes in your company. Corporate education, though, I mean, it's one of the fastest growing industries around, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. We predominantly, as you know, and we have crossed paths this year as well, that we're predominantly focusing on executive development, all kinds of leadership development. So, yes, so there's a lot of development. I think the world is changing so quick and fast, and there's a huge expectation for leaders to become more agile, to adapt, to relearn, to unlearn, to relearn new things. So it's a challenge for organizations to ensure that the leaders are at the top of the game and taking the respective organizations forward.
You know, what's intriguing for me, Christine, is that many people think of education in a very formal sense. You know, you've got all of your years of junior, senior school, and then some university education, and then they think the real world takes over. And yet what I've seen from leading universities around the world is this re-engagement with people in that corporate space. Is corporate education vital and necessary in that changing world that you've just described?
Absolutely. I think you described it so well in saying that leaders are going to universities, they finish off schools and joining professions, but no one is actually preparing you for the day-to-day life at work. And we specialize in helping leaders to understand in a better way, whether it's in teams or the individuals, to actually drive their organizations differently. So, and a key focus of our work is our immersive experiences, which is basically saying you can, in today's life, Google anything you possibly want to know around leadership, mm-hmm. or around management or around entrepreneurship, for example. But it's very hard and complex to actually apply those capabilities back at work. So, and that's exactly where Duke Corporate Education is coming in. We help leaders and support and assist. So it's a combination of theory, practical experience, and we make it real in the world of the leaders. So our key challenge is to help especially adult learners to apply what they've learned back at work so that it's not a course that you attend outside in a venue that's really nice and the food is nice and the trees are nice, but it's the hardcore stuff that you take back to work and that you can implement the next day. So we really make it our business to make it as practical as possible.
I love what you said about immersive
transfer. Yes.
Sorry, forgive me cutting across you. I was just saying, I love the phrase you used, immersive learning. I mean, One of the first times that I came across you and your team of people, and you've got an extensive team here, I'm aware of that, was doing something called an Apollo immersion, where you had groups of people from a specific company. One set of them were in one room, and they were in simulated Apollo 11 modules, or Apollo 13, I think it was. And in the next room, you had their colleagues who were simulated in mission control. And they were saying, Houston, we have a problem. We have to try and communicate with each other and get this spacecraft safely back to Earth. I mean, it was an amazing thing to see and watch, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. It was one of my standout things for the year. But that really is what immersive learning is, isn't it? It's not just, as you say, face forward, get a notebook, get a textbook, read this and regurgitate some facts. It's about taking real principles of management and leadership and turning them into something that is fun, interactive, but gets the message across. Is that a good way of describing it?
Absolutely. I think in linking to what you were saying, it's always supported by theory. I mean, we don't come up with new and creative, playful learning methods that's got no application in the workplace. So it's important that it's still embedded in theory, but we ensure that we make it practical. So we also work strongly integrating, if we do use the example of Apollo 13, some of the key strategic challenges that leaders are faced with. And we work with those to make it real, whether it's communication, whether it's to drive the strategic objectives, whether it's profitability. And we literally, make it work. So, and it's quite an experience for delegates to sit back and actually watch themselves, or actually to review and reflect as to how they behaved and how they interpreted the particular situation and how they basically act and react, because we are often unaware as to what we do and how we interact with other people, especially if it's a stressful or a stress-related kind of situation. So in that particular immersive method, and we have plenty of other immersive methods, we put leaders in where often it's a time trial or almost a pressure cooker kind of experience. This particular instance is where people have to deal with volatility and learn the capability of agility, but it's to make it real, and it's for them then to experience as to how do I go about in handling particular situations, to reflect back and say, if I now look back, what can I do differently from what I've experienced now, and taking it back to work. So I think a key element to the kind of work that we're doing is leaders can walk outside of the classroom and immediately step into their cars driving home, and they can talk to their immediate families, they can talk to their teams the next day or the next morning, and they can already start implementing all of that. So where traditional learning is more focused on just the writing of exams and getting your marks back, here we're saying is, how do you do differently when you go back to work? And I think what you also said, it was so amazing to see. But if you're the leader in that particular immersive experience, you feel it, you hear it, you smell it, you use all your senses to integrate the learning. So, which makes it a very rich experience.
Now, when I came out of university myself, way, way back in the dark ages, what do they call it? The era of BG before Google. I mean, when you left university, that was it. You were into a corporate career and pretty much out there on your own, and you built your experience and built whatever it was that you needed to do. Where did this concept of corporate education come from? How recent is it? And how widely is the concept of CE, corporate education, known?
So, Michael, that's really an interesting question. Due corporate education has only been in South Africa or on the African continent for the last 8 years. Our larger organization exists between the different countries, as we do have offices on a global scale,
yes,
between 13 and 16 years. But I think it's also refining what we're doing. So we're not really hooked onto the history as to where corporate education is coming from. I think for us, it's basically to say we want to be the trendsetter in terms of what this is all about. It's a key niche and focus that really makes Duke Corporate Education a very different kind of organization and a leadership company to work with.
But is the concept of
real?
Is the concept of corporate education well understood, though, do you think, across the workspace with small, medium, and large organizations?
I have to think about this a little bit. I'm not exactly sure. I think if I can maybe reframe the question or rephrase it, I would maybe ask the question as to what do leaders need in organizations? What do leaders want to see to change and to be different? The challenges that organizations face is exactly with traditional methods of education and learning and training, which often see as a once-off intervention. So we talk about ongoing learning. We talk about we bring reality to the workplace so the leaders actually can apply directly and straight away. So it's really a process where you use the mind. So we work a lot from a neuroscience perspective as well to understand and to get to more understand the brain and how the brain works and how that also impacts the behavior of leaders. But it's how do we see, how do we learn, and how do we do differently when we go back to work? It's quite widely understood on a global level. However, I almost want to say that, you know, however, and we are a corporate education organization, but it's basically, we're basically a leadership company. We're helping leaders to understand themselves, to understand their organizations, to help them to mobilize and drive their teams in a different way. So we really just want to do learning in a very fresh, unique, and different way.
Yeah, and again, I'm drawn back to that phrase you said about immersive learning because, you know, what I've seen of the corporate education world from Duke and from the other players in the industry, I think it is something that's quite dynamic. And, you know, in many respects, it seems to me, you know, if we were having this conversation, for example, in an airport lounge, I'd expect people to kind of be listening in and thinking, oh, I'd never heard of that before, or I didn't really understand it that well here on the African continent. You know, I know that you've opened up here and you're doing some great things across all different levels. It's still something I think that needs to be more widely understood, though, because, you know, real learning on the job learning is kind of cool. But when you can start developing people, that's really what CE is all about, or corporate education is all about, making them think and see things in a very, very different way, I guess, isn't it?
Absolutely. And as you know, we also do deliver work across multiple continents. So however, we do service our customers or our clients on this particular continent in Africa, but we do deliver work in other countries as well. So for us, it's important that you understand it, that you learn from the context, from the content as well. But the context is critical specifically in the days that we live in for leaders to understand day to day how to do things differently, because it's forever changing. There's always a changing goalpost. It's complex. Leaders need to be agile and then, you know, operate on a different scale altogether. Organizations strive to improve performance on a year to year basis. If you do not get your people mobilized to deliver performance, you know, in a radical manner, you're just going to be an average organization because the speed and the rate of change is so quick and fast. You might think that you're improving, the organization is improving, but you might still be lagging because the competitors might actually pass you. So there's immense pressure on leaders to always figure out what is the next best thing that we need to understand, need to be able to do differently, to outsmart our competitors. And that's what we're helping them to do. Because Duke is on the forefront, driving the change as well. We as an organization also need to shape up and to relook what we're doing and to improve our immersive methods and improve our methods of learning to ensure that we stay ahead of the game.
I love it.
Ahead of the curve.
Christine, time is against us. 15 minutes flies by, but I wanted to thank you for being on the program with me. I mean, if anyone's listening to this podcast thinking, wow, I better start thinking differently, I would urge you to go and have a look at, just Google Duke Corporate Education. There's a whole team of people there. Or just Google Corporate Education. There's an awful lot of it that's available and out there and around. But maybe your best solution for your agility and change is to go back to school. And in the best possible sense, that's what Christine and her team of people at Duke help you do in a very different way. I've got to say thank you on behalf of Christine and myself. Thank you for being with us once again. We'll catch up with you as we do weekly on this podcast. But from the both of us for now, thank you. And you've been listening to In Conference with Michael Jackson. Thanks for being with us. CliffCentral.com.